With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden delivered his final State of the Union address before the 2024 election, a speech that's being described as dark and divisive. Senator Ted Cruz said, quote, Joe Biden was angry, he was bitter, he was screaming the entire night, he was radical and extreme, end quote. While pro-Hamas protesters blocked the Biden motorcade with no arrest, a Gold Star father was arrested and charged with misdemeanor protest after he interrupted Biden's speech, yelling Abbey Gate and United States Marines. The man's son was killed at Abbey Gate during Joe Biden's botched withdrawal from Kabul, Afghanistan. A big night for GOP Senator Katie Britt, who offered GOP response to the president's address. Bob Agnew reports.
At 42, Britt is the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. She says she was unimpressed by the president's address.
And what we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive.
Britt says Biden proves he's out of touch with problems facing American families, who she says are worse off and less safe than when he took office. Bob Agnew reporting.
The House passes legislation that would mandate that illegal immigrants who commit crimes be taken into federal custody. The measure was named for Laken Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia who was brutally murdered in February. California Congressman Tom McClintock says the Laken Riley Act would help take illegals like the man accused of killing the nursing student off the streets.
The bill before us would require this administration to detain illegal aliens who commit theft, burglary, larceny, or shoplifting, something it simply refuses to do, and it would also allow states to bring civil action against federal officials who refuse to enforce these laws.
The bill has little chance of moving forward in the Democrat-led Senate. This is SRN News. A religious victory for health care providers.
A federal court in North Dakota has ruled that religious health care providers and employers are exempt from performing and paying for transgender procedures. Lawyers with Alliance Defending Freedom represented the Christian Employers Alliance in the case. The court determined that the Biden administration cannot force religious employers and health care providers to violate their religious beliefs by paying for and performing gender transition surgeries, procedures, counseling, and treatment. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
A Russian court sentences 9 Jehovah's Witnesses to lengthy prison terms after being convicted of participating in extremism. A spokesman for the religious group says the charges were brought against the men based on secret audio recordings of worship services. The men, most of whom already spent over 2 years in pretrial detention, received prison sentences ranging from 3 to 7 years. This is SRN News. There are questions about popular obesity drugs.
Millions of Americans who have used new obesity drugs like Wegovy to lose weight and improve health are wondering what happens if they stop taking them. Experts say the medications were designed and tested to be taken indefinitely to treat the disease of obesity. Some patients are experimenting with stretching out doses, taking the drugs intermittently, or stopping and starting again only if needed. Doctors warn that the symptoms typically roar back even stronger, with more food cravings, hunger, and weight regain. There's no data on the long-term effects of intermittent use. John Scott reporting.
The number of kids treated for exposure to fentanyl nationwide is up 449%. Researchers at Oregon Health and Science University analyzed data from U.S. poison centers. 2016, there were just 10 cases of exposure. 2023, 539. More details at srnnews.com.